Okay, today's shiur is Bava Kama Daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amud Beis. Just one ha'ara that I forgot to mention yesterday, and that is in the sugya of Hidur Mitzvah, in the examples. The our Gemara doesn't give examples explicitly of Hidur Mitzvah, but Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel. The other example of Hidur, the other Gemara about Hidur Mitzvah, Zekhei Levi Anveyu, Hisna Elefanav B'Mitzvot. Rashi quotes, Asei Lecha, Sefer Torah Noe, Lulav Noe, Talis Noe, Tzitzis Noe. Which is interesting, the Achronim point out, separately on the list that Rashi quotes from the Gemara is Tzitzis Noeh and Talis Noeh. So Talis Noeh, one would have thought that the Beged that one puts Tzitzis on is just what we would call a Hechsher Mitzvah. That's the item that then allows me to do the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. The Mitzvah of the strings, they're not the Beged itself. But Rashi says there's an idea, according to the Gemara, there's an idea of Hidur Mitzvah even by the Beged, Talis Na'eh, Tzitzis Na'eh, which is a little expanded, but that's what the idea of Hidur Mitzvah is, not specifically just by the Mitzvah, it's even by the Abizrayhu, the connected ideas, the Talis Shel Mitzvah as well, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Klaver, was killed in the World War II, but the Eretz Tzvi in Siman Aleph discusses that Rashi, talking about various elements of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay, let's continue now. We're about six lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Tes Amud Beis. So the Braisa that we're about to have gives us an insight into the Avos Nezikin. And again, just like we had earlier on Daf Beis, we had Gemaras and lines that try to capture the essence of each of the Avos. So we have the same type of idea here, but even with a different wrinkle, in that it is compared and contrasted to other Avos, which, as we said then, one has to collect all of these Gemaras in these first six Prakim, put them together. There are going to be Gemaras about each one. There'll be Dafim about Bor. There'll be Dafim about Esh. There'll be Dafim about all of the Avos. But here we have one that's about all of them. Tana Rabbanan. Chomer Bashor mi Babor, v'chomer Babor mi Bashor. Comparing Shor and Bor, each have a Chumrah that the other one does not have. Chomer Bashor mi Babor. What does Shor have? Shahashor Meshali Mesakofer. Shor pays kofar, rachmana litzlan, if a shor kills a person, so then the owner of the shor has to pay a payment that is in lieu. Not the person doesn't get killed, the person only is killed if he kills a person, but if his animal kills a person, so then he has to pay a kofar. That's only by shor. V'chayiv b'shloshim shel eved, also if his ox kills an eved, he has to pay the knas of shloshim shekel. Nigmar dino aser b'hano. And as we know, shor haniskal, if an animal kills, then he's chayav miso, so then even the carcass is aser bahana, even if it would be shechted, as we discussed back in Kiddushin. Vidarko lelech ulahazik. And also shor, it does damage by moving. It goes, darko lelech ulahazik. Masha enkin babar. All of these do not apply to bar. Meaning, if a bar, even if somebody digs a bar of the depth that is enough to kill somebody, right? But he's not going to be chayiv kofer. He's not going to pay shloshim shel eved. If the eved falls in, all of those don't apply, right? Rashi says on the bottom line, she'ein bal habar chayiv b'tashlume misas adam. Kidam rinan shor velo adam. Right? The tashlume adam would not apply to a case of bor. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. All of these lines, as we'll have some of the discussions, but why isn't this on the list? Why isn't that on the list? Right, a couple of ideas. So here, the Achronim asks that there is a shita of the Baal HaMa'or. We'll have to get to this later in the Masechta, but the Baal HaMa'or is Rachi HaLevi, one of the greats of Provence. He writes on Chaf Gimel, Chaf Beis Amid Beis, going over to Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, and the Dafi Arif. He says there's something very unique to Bor, says the Baal HaMa'or, the sugya of tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. We're going to have that b'shem later on. So the case starts out with negligence, and lamaisa, it ended up that there was an ones that occurred. Right, I left something out that it should have been eaten by my neighbor's animal. I was negligent. I left it out in a place where it should have been eaten, and then all of a sudden an elephant comes out of nowhere and sits on it and destroys it. Right, we don't have to think about elephants walking around. So, Tchilasu b'pshiyav sofa ba'ones. So, says the Baal HaMa'or, v'hapirik shenira lanu, midamrina lakamon mistavra petura gabe bor, ho'elu pater vo'asa kalim. Says, we know there's a din in the Gemara that a bor is pater on kalim, as we have had. But then the Baal HaMa'or adds his own line. Ukishem shenishtana bazel liftar, kach nishtana bedin, tchilasa bebshia, besova baones, velo gamrina minela dina achrina. The Baal Amar has a chiddush. We'll have to discuss then that tchilas of b'shiyah v'zova ba'ones is specifically pater by bor, even though by others it's a machlokas and it might be chayiv because after all you are posheya. You don't look at the act; you look at the responsibility. So, but bor is different. So all the achronim ask, why is this on the list here? Comparing bor to shor, we should say bor has a ptur, and meaning shor has a chiyuv, has a chubra that bor doesn't have. Tchilas of b'shiyah v'sofo be'ones. That's one of the discussions that is had, and the achronim note the base Aharon suggests that the reason for the Baal Amar, as we just read, the reason the pater by tchilas of b'shiyah v'sofo be'ones is parallel to the ptur of kalim. He says just like the bar has a kula and its pater on kalim, so too the tchilas of b'shiyah v'sofo be'ones. But we know that's really a machlokas tanaim. We'll have that again by Hashem today. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda does not pater on kalim. He's mechayev, and the Gemara is going to say in a couple of lines, the Gemara is going to ask a couple of other items that should be on the list, and the Gemara says, well, if it has to do with machlokas, if it's a machlokas, so then it's not on the list. This brisa is l'kuli alma. No machlokos. So maybe that's why it's not on the list, because this is just an outgrowth of the patur of the kalim issue, which is under machlokas. So this also would be a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda would not say yerchayev, and therefore that's why it's not on the list. But it's an important sheet just to be aware of that we will come back to Be'ez Hashem. Okay, that's the first line. That's comparing the chumra of shor to bor. Now we have the opposite. Chomer ba'bor mi ba'shor. Bor has a chumra that shor does not have. Shehabor tchilas asiyasa lenezek. Bor is created as a mazik. It's a dangerous item to begin with. Umuan mitchilaso. And also, it is a muad right away. It's not like shor, which starts off with keren, tam, and then gets to muad. It's muad mitchilaso. Masha'en kein bashor. Unlike shor. Another item on the list. Again, comparing shor and bor, and then bor and shor. The Rishonim here ask, why aren't all the items that we had back on Daf Beis mentioned? Right? Yeshbo ruachayim, and there are other items that are mentioned, as we'll go through all of these in the Brisa. Why aren't all of the ones mentioned on Daf Beis mentioned? So if you look in the Ravid, we have a Ravid on Baba Kama. The Ravid on Baba Kama says, well, maybe there's a difference. The Rashbi here also quotes this Ravid. Often when the Ravid comments here on Baba Kama, the Rashba quotes and either agrees or argues. The Ravid says that maybe there's a difference. It's a very lumdish comment. Question, does it work? There's a difference between attributes and halachos. Midos and halachos, says the Ravid. Shaloshana bibraisa, kochos umidos hanezikin, sharoi kalecha l'schayev alav, elochumras v'chilak halachos. The Ravid says, our Gemara, our Braisa, doesn't list off character traits, attributes. It only lists off halachos. Lamaisa, there's a patur of this, there's a chiv of this, there's a patur of this, chiv of this. That's the Ravid. And the Rashba says, but it's not true. There are a couple of midos listed here too. Look, darkan lele cholahazik, muad tchilas asiyasa lenezek. Those are attributes. Those aren't lamaisa differences. So the Rashba says, I don't agree with that Ravid. Right, it's not that items are. It sounds like a great chiluk, midos and halachos. But says the Rashba, it doesn't work in the list. I'd rather say, says the Rashba, that all of those listed on Daf Beis are somehow included in the ones that are listed here anyway. It's not. It looks like they're a different idea, but they're not. And he gives an example. Ula inyan mashamana kan bebraisa sheyesh baze mashayin baze tema bebreiman mana elu vihiniach osan shebe mishnah. Why didn't I list the ones from Daf Beis? Vinire shekal osan shebe mishnah nichlalin beelu. They're somehow included. Daha diktani bebraisa darko lelichu lahazik nichlal bo sheyesh bo ruachayim. As an example, those are included. Darko lelech means it has a ruachayim, it's moving. V'kavanaso lahazik, delo shayach babor. He goes through a couple of them. But then he goes to Ravid and he says, I don't agree because a lot of the ones mentioned here are midos v'kochos hein v'lo rak chumros. Again, the chilek is a lundish chilek, but the Rashba says that he doesn't think that it works out because even in our list here, we have some of what the Ravid would call midos. Darko lelecholahazik, tchilas asiyasa lenezek. Those are midos, but again, the suggestion is important. That is all part one. The comparison and the contrast between bor and shor. Next, top of the amud. Chomer bashor mi ba'esh, chomer ba'esh mi bashor. We compare these two. Chomer bashor miba eish. Shor has more of a chomer than eish. Shahashor, same thing. Mishal and kofer. Bechai b'shlosh shel evan. Nigmar dino aser bahana. All the items of misas adam applies to shor and doesn't apply to eish. Masra lacher shodav katan chayiv. And as we had the brisa yesterday, and if I give a shor to someone who's a lav bar das, so I'm going to be chayiv. Because darko linture, darko to get out, I have to assume the animal's going to get out. Mashenkein ba'esh, unlike esh, where there is a p'tur, the p'tur of Chereshot V'katan we discussed on yesterday's daf, but what about the other p'tur mentioned here? So, important Rashi. On top, Rashi says, Mimanavshach, esh is going to be p'tur. Esh lochayev ba'sreifas adam, shahaya lo levroach. Number one, if a person sees a fire coming near them, they should run away. And if they don't run away, it's not my fault. I'm a bad guy for setting the fire. But they should run away. So I'm not going to be chayiv if they could have run away. What if they couldn't have run away? The Gemara talks about later on, right? Eved kafus, v'im kafus hu, and if he is tied down and he can't run away, ha-maver chayiv misa v'kim le'bedraba mine. Then I'm chayiv misa. Mimon afshach, I'm not chayiv mamon. I'm either not chayiv mamon because he should have run, or he couldn't have run, and then I'm chayiv misa. And then you have kimlei bidraba minei. So either way, though, there's a patur nezek, the patur of payment by these the cases of esh. That's the chumras of shor over esh. Ask the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, is this even according to the Madamar of esho mishum mamono? Would you say chayiv misa kimlei bidraba minei? He asked that question, remember we discussed this back a couple of days ago. Does Esha Bishim Chitza, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right, Tosis and Sanhedrin we had, right, is somebody going to be Chayav Misa for Esha Bishim Chitza, as if a person shoots an arrow at a person, he's Chayav Misa. Is that Mamish Esha Bishim Chitza, but he's going to be Chayav Misa for that? So ask the Tosis or Beta Parrots here, maybe not. And if maybe not, then you wouldn't say Kim Levadrab Aminai, because there wouldn't be a Chayav Misa, and therefore, you should be, there is a case of Hesek, Vikasha. Ask Rebbeinu Peretz. Tahatein aflaman damar de'esha mishem chitzav. Again, the machlokes, that why am I chayev for my fire? Is it because it's like my arrows? It's like I'm shooting an arrow, mishem chitzav, or is it mishem amono, like my property damage, like other properties? Machlokes Rebbe Yochanan Reish Lakish, that we'll have by Hashem later on in the chafs. El laman da'amar, esha mishem amono, im kein lo shayach lemiftar b'kim le'bedrabe minei. If it's esha mishem amono, it's not called my act, it's called my property acting. And therefore, you wouldn't say Misa Kimle. So, that knocks out half of Rashi. Rashi says Miman of Shach, half of the Miman of Shach is knocked out, according to that Manda Amar. The Ot Kasha. And then he says, Lamanda Amar Mishab Chitzav, Nami Lekha Chiyav Misa, even if you want to say Isha Mishab Chitzav, the Chiyav Misa isn't total, Basar de Kalolo Chitzav. In cases where we'll learn that concept, what that means, in cases where you could have a view that the arrows have stopped. Kalolo Chitzav. Right, in a case where there was a hefsik, and therefore we also wouldn't be responsible. Ta'asa moded machay mishem amono. We'll get to what that case is. The old kasha, the kim lebedurabe minei lo shayach rak liftar mamon in misa. Number three, he says, kimle is only where you have separate chiyuvim, misa and mamon, and then the misa could pop to the mamon. The classic case of shooting an arrow on Shabbos, and right as it crosses into Rishus HaRabim, there is a clothesline there, and I rip my friend's shirt. At the same exact moment, I'm chayiv misa and I'm chayiv mamon. And as we know, tana de bechizkia, even if it's shogeg, chayiv misa shogegin, we paskin also a putter, because kimle is about defining the act, not just the punishments. So says the Rebbeinu Peretz, that's where you could say kimle. But avo midemei hanehra kagon kofer lo shayich p'tur mitam kimle b'drabinei. But if there is a chayiv mamon based on this act that you did, would you automatically say Kimle? What's he talking about? He's talking like a mashal, footnotes here, quote on the bottom. I think we just alluded to this yesterday already. When a person has to make a payment, let's say there's an exception to the rule, Motzi Shemra. Right? Motzi Shemra, you pay and you get Malkus. Right? Because that's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says Chidushu. But says the, say Bali Tosfos, let's say by eating Shruma. Eating Shruma, so then one has to give a payment that's called a Kapara. When one eats truma. So again, that might be mitzad the giver, not mitzad the receiver, kufr kapara, tosas exubas daflamid. Maybe you're not able to be mochel. The koi can't be mochel on such a payment because a person needs that kapara. So too here, if it's part of the kapara, the focus is on the giver element, so does kibble v'damine definitely apply in that case? Says the, I'll read you the Tosas. V'yesh lomar, on lamanam amazing subis. Shiny shogeg de truma, mishum de tashlumin didei kaparahu. V'lomamona. Dimratza kohen limchol, eno yachol limchol. Mishum de lohavi mamon ela kapara. V'yafilu ochal shumas atzmo. He continues, v'lo gazalmidi, even if he eats his own truma. Let's say his mother's father was a kohen and he arshened it. See, that's stealing at all. He ate his own truma. Still, he's going to have to pay. Why? What are you paying? You didn't steal from anybody. Midi lo gazal midi mishlam kapara lo atzmo v'chomish lo kohen v'lakach lo shak kibli v'drabi mini lepocho mi kapara v'chulu. So says the Rabbeinu Peretz here too. You would say a similar idea. You automatically say that kufra kapara would be potted by kimle. So that's why the Rabbeinu Peretz has a couple of questions on this miman of shach of Rashi. And he has to work out and give a different reason why Eish would dafka be excluded from any type of payment. V'yesh lomar t'lakach Eish pater mikofer t'lo ashkechad chiyav b'kofer rak b'shor. T'chzirim kofer yushas alav v'darshinin alav v'lo ala adam. L'mute adam mikofer. Hakanabi darshinin alav v'lo ala nizikin. K'gon Eish v'bar. He has a drasha. He creates a drasha based on the pasik by Eish. Alav v'lo al nizikin. Not meaning a love on Adam, but not, but Kofar is paid by an Adam, but not by Ish and Bar. Kedavashra, a love alo alachir. Continue, then he has the rest. Okay, but either way, it's an important hara based on the sugya of Kimle Bidrav Amine. So let's get back to the Brysas. The Brysas said those are the chumers of Shor over Ish, all the cases of Adam, unlike Ish. Chomer ba Ish bi bashor. What does Ish have that Shor does not have? Shaha Ish, muedes bitchilasa, similar to what Bar had. Eish is a muad to begin with. Masha'enkin bashor. Shor has the kula of tam. Interesting that the Gemara consistently here puts tam and muad both together. You might have said, once something's a muad, it's a different world. You don't see the roots of muad. You don't see the roots of muad being in tam. Once something gores three times, that's it. You don't call that muad it's tam mitchilasa. Now it's a muad, it's a muad. But the Gemara doesn't view it that way. The Gemara views it as one category. Shor is shor, and shor starts off more makel than the others, and then becomes more just as chomer, but it's not muad mitchilasa, and that reflects on the entire category of shor. That also might relate to a machlokas we'll have a little bit later, towards the end of the first parak, adav tezvav, where we will have the sugya of palgan is kaknasa, palgan is kamamona. Really, if I have a shor that hasn't gored three times, do I have to be wary of it or not? Right, are shvarim b'cheska shimur kaimi, or la b'cheska shimur kaimi? If you say, and this is an important machlokas which we'll get to, Be'ezus Hashem, if you say that shvarim are lav b'cheska shimur kaimi, meaning, really, I have to guard my, really, I should pay Nezek Shalim right away. The Torah is makel on me, but because lo yayatura, my ox hasn't been gored yet. So, inherently, that is a mu'ad mitchilasa. It's just the Torah is makel on the payment, but really, it's mu'ad mitchilasa. But even if the Torah is makel on the payment, that's enough to show that it is a more lenient category. If you say the other way, that it is lav b'cheska shimur, it is b'cheska shimur kaimi, and really it's a knas, right? So then that I pay anything chatzin ezek. So then you really that's a real showing of a different category of it's not more mitchilasa because these aren't in dangerous items until the first three gorings. Okay, but that's an important machlokas that has applications here. Let's get to the next two. What are we comparing now? Chomer ba'esh mi'babor. Now, esh and bor. Esh is more chomer than bor. Shaha esh, darka. I'm sorry, did I skip? I think I skipped. Yeah, let's go back. Chomer ba'esh mi'babor. V'chomer ba'bor mi'ba'esh. Chomer ba'bor mi'ba'esh. Bor is more chomer than esh. Shetchilas asiyasa l'nezek. Bor is inherently, it's a mazik. Masro l'cherishot of a katan, chayiv. And as I said, we said yesterday, if you give it to a cherishot of a katan, you're chayiv by the case of bar. Masha'enkein ba'esh. Esh, you will not be chayiv by giving it to a cherishot of a katan. And it's not chilas asiyasa l'nezek. The opposite, chomer ba'esh mi ba'bor. Shoha'esh darka leilich olahazik. Esh moves. Umu edes le'echol. Bein davar haroi lo, bein davar she'ein haroi lo. Eish consumes everything. Whether it is roi to be consumed, whether it's not roi to be consumed. We don't know what that means yet. Masha'ein kein babor. Unlike bor, only is chaya for what it is roi to consume. We're going to have to figure out, what does that mean? What does Eish have more? What is it? Damage and destroy more than bar. But even if we see, before we even explain that, the Rishonim here, Tosis points out back on Daf Beis. Remember, there's another element to Eish, but it's not mentioned here, right? That is Yeshbo Ruach Chaim, or I'm sorry, Koach Acher Meurav Bo, or Ein Koach Acher Meurav Bo. Just keep in mind the Machlokas we mentioned a few times already. Whether that is a Chumra or a Kula or a little of both, Tosis said that is a Kula. That might make sense why it's not mentioned here. Because Tosfos had to reread every time that was mentioned, it means afal pisha koach acher meurav bo. The Rashba said, no, sometimes it's a chomer, sometimes it's a kula. So that would be a little more difficult, you know, why it's not mentioned. So the Rashba, like you said before, might mean, oh, it's included in one of the other factors, as is mentioned here. Let's do one more line and I'll make another comment. Valisni chomer bashar mi babor. Why don't you list? So this is the first time that the Gemara asks. We had the all the Rishonim now asking, why isn't this mentioned? Now the Gemara says, why don't you say by Shor Kever Tabor, Shashor Chayev Bo Zakalim, Hashem Kid Babor, Shor has another Chumra, that a Shor is Bechayev on Kalim. Unlike Bar, we know Bar has the Patur of Kalim. If an animal falls in and there are Kalim on its back, you're only Chayev for the animal and not for the Kalim. Says the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda he, the Bechayev on his Kalim Babor. Maybe our Brisa is following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Bar has a chiv of Kalim, and therefore that's not a chumra of Shor over Bar, because they both have halacha chiv on Kalim. Just one point I wanted to mention in the Brisa that I did it. There's a comment of Rabbi Naftali Trump in the Granat in when the Brisa compared Shor and Eish, and the Gemara says that the difference is Chereshot of a Katan, as we had yesterday. Ask the Granat, is that really a chumra of one over the other? Or, as we explained it yesterday, isn't it just like one is more guardable and one is harder to guard? And so if you give it to a Chereshot of a Katan, one is probably going to do damage and one not. Is that a chumra of the item? Or is that just a problem of its guarding? Nimsa, the language of the Granat, Kuf Chav Beis, De'enzu chumra b'shor v'kula ba'esh, Ella de Bishar like a shmira ubeish ika shmira. So why would you use that to capture a chumra and a kula? It's just about whether a chereshot of a katan could do the job or not. So says the Granat, he uses an important formulation which we're going to come back to as well. Vinira de shnei gedarim b'shmira sezikin. There are two ways to look at, let's say, a type of case that I give something to a chereshot of a katan, but it can be applied outside of that also. Number one, please guard my animal that it does not damage. Lishmar shoro shehu mazik shelo yazik. I give a chereshot of a katan something that inherently is a mazik, and please don't let the mazik be mazik. That's one. Or number two, there's something that I give the person something that is not a mazik. Don't let it become a mazik. There's a mazik that I don't want it to damage, and there's something that I don't want it to become a mazik. Similar to the formulation by Bar. Tchilas asiyosa lehezik. What's the chiyuv by Bar? It's the creation of the mazik. Right, when the guy falls in afterwards, what did I do at that moment? It's hard to say that is my maisa hezik. Buy other items, buy, let's say, shore. So maybe you could say, my property is damaging, so that damage is mitzuref to me, not just because of choser shmira, but because of a maisa hezek that is done by my property. But is bar a maisa hezek? Totally passive. Somebody trips over it. Somebody falls into it. Harder to say that is a maisa hezek in the normal sense. Rather, I'm responsible for the creation of the mazik. Once I created the mazik, so if nothing happens, okay, I'm a bad guy, but nobody fell in. But if somebody falls in, or an animal falls in, now my asiyas hezik, asiyas mazik, I'm responsible for, and therefore I have to pay. That could be the root of bor. But says the Granat, that also might apply to other avos nezikin, including here, comparing shor to eish. When you give it to a chereshot of a katan, Like the Gemara said yesterday, Tzavta de Cheresh of the Katan Kagarim. What does that mean? It means it's not a mazik yet. And therefore, that's why there might be differences. Is something called a mazik? If I give my aunt a shor to a Cheresh of the Katan, as compared to an Eish, so it's not just about, like in the question, is it guardable or not? Lumdis, conceptual, is it a mazik yet or not? If it's a mazik, so that makes it more chamor. If it's something that could turn into a mazik, so then it's less chamor at this stage. So that's what the Granat suggests maybe is going on here in the comparison regarding Chereshot of Akata. Okay, let's continue now to where we were up to. So the Gemara asks, why didn't the Gemara list by a chumra of shor over bar kelim? So the Gemara said, no, the price is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's mechayev on iske kelim babar, and therefore there's no chumra by one over the other, chayev on both. E Rabbi Yehuda ima seifa, but if the price is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so what about the next part of the price? That doesn't work out if it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why? What was the next part? Chumra ba eish bi babar. Shoha eish darka leilucho lahazik. Eish is moves. Umu an lecho, bein davar harayla, bein davar shein harayla. And Eish consumes everything in its path. Even eino royla. Mashenkin babor, bor does not. What does that mean? Davar harayla maininu. What do we assume that means? Eitz and wood. Wood is something that's normally consumed by fire. Davar shein royla maininu kalim. But something that is not ra'uy. So what is that? Kalim, says the Gemara, Masha ein kein babor, and the contrast is bor then? That bor is not chayiv? But he Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amrin mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda, niske kalim babor. But we just said, if ein oroi means kalim, then that doesn't work. We just said that the Brice is going to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mechayiv on niske kalim babor, but we just interpreted the roi, ein oroi line, as referring to wood and kalim, and then that would be a problem, because then the Brice would be saying that the bor is putter on niske kalim. Kasha. So the Gemara has two answers. El Yolam Rabbanan hi. Batana Vashir. Okay, it's the Rabbanan. Meaning your putter on Iske Kalim, Babar. Why isn't it on the list? Okay, I left it out. It's not an exhaustive list. Right? It just lists off some and leaves others out. My Shir to High Shir, as the Gemara always asks. You can't just leave one thing out. If you left two things out, okay, you can say that it left two things out. But you can't just say it left one thing out. So what else did it leave out besides Kalim? Shier, Tamun. Tam is also not on the list. Eish is Pater on Tamun. If an Eish lights and burns something that is hidden in the haystack, so that is Pater. So that's what it left out. It left out Kalim, and it left out Tamun. What would have been the Chiluk by Tamun? What's Chayiv on Tamun? So Eish is Pater on Tamun, and what's Chayiv on Tamun? So Rashi says, look at Rashi on Shier Tamun. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Shier Tamun. Tahavi lemisti chomer bashor ubar mi ba'esh. Right, it should have said there's a chomer of shor and bor over esh, that shor is chayiv on Tamun. What chayiv on Tamun? She'im ba'at shor besak male kalim. If a shor gored into a bag that was full of kalim. V'shibron, chayiv. Shor is chayiv on that. If a shor damages Tamun. Oh, im nafal chamor babar, v'yolav sak male tvua. Or if a donkey falls into a bar with a bag full of food, chayiv, v'yav agav de tamun v'sak, even though it's hidden, mashenkin ba'esh, esh is pater on tamun. Asks Tosfos, that's interesting. Tosfos says, if an animal falls into a pit with a bag full of food, you're going to be chayiv on that food? Isn't that included in the patur of kalim? Ask Tosfos, what's Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? Ask Tosfos, Dibur Maskul Shier, Velo Duck. Rashi's example that he gives is not exact. To Kol Mili Dila Bali Chayim Matina Mechamor. No, a bor is only chayiv on animals and not on kalim. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what about food? Where does food fit in? The Gemara says, Shor Velo Kalim. A bor is chayiv on animals, not chayiv on utensils. What about food? Tosfos says explicitly, food is just like kalim. Bor is putter on food, says the Pnei Yeshua. Don't jump on Rashi. Rashi says food because food is different. Food is like Adam. You want to give a svara? Okay, you can talk about the svara. But says the Pnei Yeshua, right? We know this is classic Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua wrote his sefer, Hakdamah to his sefer, to answer Tosfos' kashas on Rashi. He was lying under the burning log, and he made a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me, and I'll write the Pnei Yeshua. Baruch Hashem, that's why we have the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua, V'af de l'kushta de milsa efshar de lo duck Rashi bazeh. You're right. Rashi could have just, Rashi might be lav dafka. He's just giving an example. But it doesn't really mean it. You could have said that, but Mikol Makom, says the Pnei Yeshua, Ho v'nafak mipume de Rashi. Since Rashi said it, Yesh li'ashiv dvarav, I have to protect him. To lo psikalei, to mimatinan ko mili michamar v'lo kelim, ela kelim dafka mimatinan, l'mait kelim she'alav. Number one, it might be only excluding kelim that he is wearing. Even kelim might be limited, says the Pnei Yeshua. His saddle, his bit. But maybe kalim that are on his back in a bag, maybe you'd be chayiv for those in bar. Number one. The ode, and then he gets to, delomatina mechamor el bemidi dechvase, mimma'it. Ubali chayim nami mikri kli. Only items that are similar to it. Vechelin in Shabbos. Mashenkein tfu of a peros lo shaychi klal, metinu mechamor, umemela, demarbina lu, mivenafal kol davar nefila. So, machlokas rashi tosis, yisod, in Baba Kama, with the ptur of kalim. Does that include food or not? That's a machlokas. Rashi does. Tosfos says it's excluded. Rashi says it is included. Good. Let's finish up. So that's the first suggestion of the Gemara. Really, our Brice is like the Rabbanon, and it left out the Petur of Kalim. What else did it leave out? The Petur of Tamun. Fine. And we just had a machlokas. Rashi Tosfos. What is included? V'i ba yisema or different answer? Lola Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And that's why Kalim is left out. Because Kalim is chayiv in bor. So Vibai Zayim Lolam Rabbi Yehuda. We had Akasha. Isn't Ein Ra'ui Kalim? No, different shot. But Davar Shein Ra'ui La Lav Lasuye Kalim El Lasuye Lich Lachaniro V'Sich Zchavanav. As we had a couple of days ago, the Chiddush of Eish is that it destroys even items that it just blackens and chars and doesn't totally destroy. That's something unique to Eish, and you're chayiv for that, even though the item is still there, but it's still affected. Says the Gemara, Maskava Ravashi, Lisni Chomer Bashor Mi Bavor. Next item left off the list. There's another Chomer of Shor over Bor. Shashor Mechayiv Bo Shor Psulei Mugdashin. Shor, if my ox gores a shor, that is Psulei Mugdashin. What is that? A carbon that became apostle. So you're allowed to redeem it, but even after it's redeemed, there are limitations to what I'm allowed to do with it. Right, Giza, I'm not allowed to work it. Right, Tizbach lo Giza. Right, I think Rashi quotes the limit here. Yeah, Tizbach lo Giza, Basar v'lo Chelef, V'chalta v'lo L'klavim. Right, there are different limitations on it. So, regarding Shor, if my ox gores your Psulei Mekdashim, I'm Chayef. Mashenkei Babor, if your Shor Psulei Mekdashim falls into my bor, I'm Potter. Right, Rashi quotes the Limudim. So, isn't that a Chumrah of Shor over bor? The Gemara says, "I amid bishlamar rabbanani." If you want to say, like we said earlier, it's the rabbanan shita. So I did the shayer hach, shayer namihach. So there are things left out. Kalim, tamun. So this also is left out. Ela I amid Rabbi Yehuda, my shir da high shir. But if you say it's like Rabbi Yehuda, which we explained before, so there's nothing left out. So what else would be left out? If you want to say this was left out, shir dash beniro. It left out also another chumra of shor dash beniro. If he tramples my plowed field. It's another way of saying damaging karka. Not, bar can't damage karka. Bar is karka. Bar doesn't move. So that's left off the list also. A chumra of shor and of eish that doesn't apply to bar. So Gemara says, imi shem dash benira lav shiurahu. That, if you want to say that, that doesn't really work. Why da tana shekin darko leuk lahazik? That's included in one of the other lines. Right, that it doesn't damage karka. That's a function of the fact that it can't move. So that wouldn't be something off the list. The Gemara ends off with a little tsarachian in that regard. If the Brice is Rabbi Yehuda, then what else would have been left out besides Psulei Hamukdashin? Something just to mention, Yonah de Yomen, this Dafyomi cycle, it's Erev Shavuos, there is a Ksava Kabbalah, unbelievable Ksava Kabbalah. That's exactly about Roi and Eino Roi. And that is, we know the Gemara compares the Shechina at Maimon Har Sinai as Eish Ocheles, B'toch Ahar. Eish Ocheles, why is it compared to an Eish? Eish Ocheles. So the Ksava Kabbalah, I think it's in the end of Mishpatim, writes that Kabbalah's HaTorah wasn't equal for each person. as we mentioned from the Yamshel Shlomo in his Akdama to Baba Kama, there was a personal Kabbalah HaTorah for each and every individual. Personal! That's why we always think differently and we view things differently. But says the Ksava Kabbalah, fire consumes items differently based on the combustibility of the item. Some things burn easily, some things burn quickly, some things burn slowly, some things melt, some things pop, some things explode. Right? Different things happen in fire. That's why it's called Eish Ocheles, because the experience of Maimon Har Sinai was like a consuming fire, and depending on how we made ourselves combustible in the Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah, depending how ro'i we made ourselves, right? The fire of Kabbalah HaTorah, are we going to let it consume us? Are we in a good way? Are we going to put up walls and not let it consume us? So it depends on us. Hashem is the Eish. Because the experience was the Eish. Now it depends on us. What happens? What are we? Are we like wood? Are we like kelim? Are we like Sichsecha Avanav and Sichsecha, the language of the Gemara, of Sichsecha Nira, Sichsecha Avanav? It's all up to us. That's a perfect fit for Kabbalah HaTorah, that we have to make ourselves Dover Ra'wi, right? To be consumed by the Eish Ocheles B'toch Ahar in order to fully experience that awesome event of Maimon Har Sinai. Okay, look, but the Ksava Kabbalah there, it's worth looking into, seeing it inside. Rav Mecklenburg. Next part of the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, in the second line of the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, that if somebody does Miksas Nezek, they're chayev for the entire Nezek. So what's that case? What's a case where I do part, but I'm chayev all? Says the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan, Hechshati b'miksas nisko, chavti b'tashlumi nisko, kechshar kol nisko, as if I did it all. Kate said, what's the case? The following. Hachofer bor tisha uba acher vishlim alasara. Now we get into bor. Somebody digs a bor 10 tefachim deep. And then someone else comes and digs it one more tefach. Makes it 10. Ha'achron chayiv. The last one is chayiv. Right? Whether the ox dies, whether it's damaged. Right? We're going to learn that from Sukkim later on. But look, that's an example. The last guy only did one tefach. But he's chayiv for everything. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. You do part, you're chayiv for all. Because putting it over the top, 10 tefachim, that's already a different quality of a bor. Udalo karebi, and then the Mishnah would, if this is what the Mishnah is including, it would be against Rebbe, the Tanya, because Rebbe says in the Tosefta, Hachofer bar tisho ba'acher ishlimo la'sara, achron chayiv. The last one is chayiv. Rebbe omer, achar achron lamisa, regarding if the animal dies, fine. Then only the last one is chayiv, because 10 tefachim is roi to kill. Achar shneim linezikin. But if the animal gets damaged, then they're both chayiv. Because even 9 is already roi linezek. So they'd both be chayiv. So Rebbe would be against our Mishnah. Because Rebbe would say they're both chayiv, and our Mishnah is saying only one is chayiv. Rav Papa Amar, or Lamisa, but they're call. Or our Mishnah is referring to the Misa element, and then even Rebbe agrees that the last one is chayiv for the Misa element. Ika de Army, or a different version of this Gemara, Lema de Loka Rebbe. Shall we see our Gemara is against Rebbe, our Mishnah is against Rebbe, Amar Papa, no, Lemisa v'Divrei HaKol. Maybe it could be referring to that. So that's the case included in the Mishnah. Dig number 10, Tefach number 10, and then your Chayef for all. There is a very interesting machlokas between Tosus and the Shidim Kubetzes. Tosus is later on. If you'll turn for a moment to Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, Tosus quotes, only Dafka hu b'shvil shachidish misa shalhayim itchila. You know why the last guy is going to be chayiv if he did this on the 10? Because he went from 9 to 10. That's where the last guy is going to be chayiv according to the Tanakhama. Aval rishon chesved said tes, what if one guy digs 8 and the next guy digs one more to make it 9? Says Tosfis, kulam chayiv min ezikin. Right, then they're all equal. Kemo ze yud v'ze esrim. Tosfis says there's a line. 10 is a border. Everything under 10 is one category. Everything 10 and above is another category. So going from 5 to 6, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, so then they're all equal. They all combine. 9 to 10, the last guy does it. The last guy's chayiv, even just for Nezek. 10 to 20, no, 10 is already, it reads it. That's Tosfos there. The Shidim Gubetzes here argues. Shidim Gubetzes here says, Hu hadin, im lo asa rishon ela arba'a, o chamisha tvachim, u ba'a sheni v'hosif tefach. Nistalku Maisa Rishon, the first guy's out of the picture. The Tanakhama holds, if the second guy does anything, even if it's just a quantitative jump, and not a qualitative jump, the last guy is only going to be chayev and not the earlier guys. Machlokas, Tosas, and the Shita, how far shall we understand the Tanakhama here where he says the last guy is chayev? Period. Maskav, la rabzeira, vesu leka. There are no other examples that should be in the Mishnah of Miksas and Kulo, but now we're going to have four or five others. Each one of these cases deserves its own shear. But again, that's Bava Kamma. What can we do? We're just trying to get our feet wet into all the topics. But each of one of these is fascinating cases. Here we go. Via Iko, what about this case? Masa Shor Lachamisha B'nei Adam. I give my ox to five people to watch. Upasha Bo Echad Mehem. One of them was negligent in the watching. V'he's going to damage Chayiv. Then he's going to be Chayiv. So that's a case. One guy does Miksas, and he's Chayiv for everything. Says the Gemara Hechidami. What exactly is the case here? Is it that you mamish needed all five people? And because this guy wasn't there, that's why the animal damaged Pshita to Yuka Ovid. Obviously, the other four people were doing their job. He did everything. This wouldn't be called. He did part. He did all the damage. El debalav yulo nami mintar. So what's the other possibility? Even without him, it was watched. He was just extra. So my Ovid. So what did he do? Everybody else did it too. So mimanav shach, that would not be called a case of miksas, and if you do miksas, you're chayev for all. Okay, so that case is solved. Moskav l'Rav Sheshes v'ha'iko. What about the following case? Marbe bechavila. What's the case of marbe bechavila? Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. What the case is? Rashi says it's a case where you have a fire and somebody adds on fuel, adds on wood. Marbe bechavili. Put more chavilos on the fire. The Rambam says, no, there's a load of chavilos on an animal, and you add on chavilos, piles and weights on the animal's back until the animal crashes. Right? So that's, either way, it's a difference in case. Let's go with Rashi's case about the fire. So marva chavila hechidami. So what's the case of marva chavila? E debalav iu lo azla. If without his chavilos, the fire would not have spread. Pshita. Obviously, he did everything. That's not called miksas. Ela debalav iu az debalav iu azla. Without him, it would have spread anyway. So my covet. So again, what would it have done? So that's why that's not included in the Mishnah, because either he did nothing or he did everything. The Rambam does add one line, though, in his case. He says, what if you're not sure? What if you're not sure about whether it would have done? The Rambam says, split it. If you're not sure, split it. Esr of Meir Simcha. What do you mean, split it? Tamoz mechaber levaraya. What do you mean, if you're not sure, split it? Says Rav Meir Simcha, right here, in the Chidushei Rav Meir Simcha al Hashas. The least known of his Svarim. Right? We have the Ar Sameach, the Meshach Chachma, and the Chidushei Rav Meir Simcha. So there he quotes the Rambam. And he said, the Rambam says, im enu yadua, if you don't know if this guy, if it would have gone anyway, they all pay b'shava. They say it's equal. Pirush l'dayti, says Rav Meir Simcha. She b'shava shehinichu dal chavilos. What happened? You put, the Rambam's case, you put four bundles on the animal. The animal stopped. But you don't know if it stopped because it can't walk anymore or because it's just taking a rest. Nimsa. If it stopped and it couldn't, nimsa dehem pashu b'mashlo silko amasa, maybe they should have taken off their bundles also. Kibin shlo holcha behema. Vehu pashu b'mashi niyach shema tucha lahalech adayin. It stopped. You don't know if they should have taken off their bundles or he caused it. Lakach, kibin she pashu vadai kulin chayabin. They all did something wrong because they all should have removed their bundles right when they see that the animal stopped. Aval, but if it's a suffix of enu yadua im holcha, it's not a suffix in a case where they're all posheya, where they saw what happened and they should have done something. But enu yaduim halcha, you have no idea if it. You saw him put the bundle on. You don't know if the animal stopped, didn't stop. So then pturim suffix. Then the earlier ones would be putter because of amos mechaber olav araya. The suffix is only a suffix that would include their possible pshia. That's when you would split it up amongst everybody. But if they didn't do anything wrong, then they could say a mozeh mechalav araya. If it's a suffix of whether when the bundles were on the animal, so then it was going as far as we know. Then you would say a mozeh mechalav araya. Okay, maskav l'rav papa b'ha'ika. What about this case? Another Tanya. This great case. Hey sheyashva safsal echad below shavru. Five people sitting on a bench. And it wasn't breaking. And then man number six comes and sits on the bench. So the last guy's chayiv. And Rav Papa says, it's not just anybody, only somebody like Papa Bar Abba. Rashi, Shahaya Baal Basar. Right, serious weight brought to the but to the bench here. So that's the example. The last guy breaks the bench and he's high for everything. Similar questions. Hey Chidami, what's the case? If it's that, well, without him, the bench wouldn't have broken. Pshita, it's obvious that he's responsible. Ella de Balav Iunami Yispar. Oh, without him, it would have broken anyway. So my Kavit, what did he do? So why is he chayv at all? So that's why it is out. So we have three questions on the Mishnah. The Gemara said, oh, you know what the case is in the Mishnah? The Bor case. Yeah, you do number 10. What about these three cases? So we rejected all of them. That they're not included because that's not a case of, that is really, you do part, you're chayv all. But only the third case is a brisa. The first two cases were statements of the Amoraim. So Gemara says, sof, masisa, echi mitaratsa. Right? Fine, the first two cases you can say are wrong. But the brisa, what does the brisa mean? Explain to me the bench case. Why is the last guy chayiv? So, lo tricha, de balav ihu, havi misra betreshoi. Without him, it would have broken in 2 hours. Vahashiyasa bechadasha. And it broke sooner because of his weight. Da'am relay, because they could say to him, ilav at, havi yasvinan tfei purta vakaimin. We would have gotten up in a little bit. We were going to get up. We saw that it was going to break in 2 hours, and we would have gotten up before it broke. Says the Gemara, v'lema lehu, why can't he tell them, ilav atun bididi, lo avi misbar. But without, if you wouldn't be here, then my way wouldn't have broken it itself. So you're also responsible for not getting up. If you see that I sat down, so now you see this bench is going to break, you should have gotten up. Lo tzricha de bahadi de samich behu tavar. The case is, he leaned on them. The samich behu tavar. That is the case. Rashi says, lo olam de balav iyu lo avi misbar klal. It wouldn't have broken without him at all. You said tzricha. He didn't sit on it. He leaned on them. Right? And that's the chiddush is what? And that's why he's chayef. So the Gemara says, pshita, again, it's obvious. No, ma'o, the tema kocho lav kiguchov dami, kamashvon kocho kigufo dami. The chiddush is, he wasn't directly touching the bench. He was leaning on them. So that's the chiddush. Kocho kigufo. To call hecha, to gufo tavar, kocho nami tavar. That is the case. Rav Soloveitchik here in the Rishima Shiurim, we don't have time to go through it, but has beautiful lumdis. What's the lumdis each time, each stage of the Gemara? Good. Let's continue. Oh, the Gemara adds on also, samach behu, nismach alei v'lo yachlu lamo. They couldn't get up because he was leaning on them. Right? Therefore, he can't taina, he can't claim, oh, you should have gotten up, you ma'amadik b'shev altasa. No, he was leaning on them in a way that, A, the bench wouldn't have broken if he wasn't there, B, they can't get up. So that's why he did everything. Fine. Says the Gemara v'su leka, next kasha, there's another case that you do part, and you chayiv for all the following case. Hadatanya hikuhu asar b'nei adam b'asar machlos. Rachman al-Aslan, 10 people are beating somebody up with 10 sticks, and they kill him. Bein b'basachas, bein b'zachar zeh, v'meis kulon p'turim. They're all potter if they kill with 10. Reb Yudim b'seira omer, b'zachar zeh, ha'achron chayiv. Reb Yudim b'seira said, no, one after another, the last guy's chayiv mipnei shekir v'es misaso. He was the one, he wasn't dead after 9. Right, he was Makar Misaso, so number 10 is going to be Chayev. So you see, he did part, he's the only one Chayev. So why isn't that included in the Mishnah? Biktala lo kamayri. No, we're not talking about death cases, we're talking about Mazah cases. That's why that can't be the case included. V'iba yisema or, biplukta lo kamayri. Or, we're not talking about cases where there's a machlokas. Says the Gemara, v'lo ukimnon de lo karebi. We just said on the bottom of an aleph, the case of Rebbe and the Rabbanan, the Bor case. The Gemara could follow the Shita of the Rabbanan. It doesn't mean that it's not discussing Machlokas. It's not discussing Das Yechidim. The Rabbanan against Rabbi Mukminan. But we don't want to say it's a Shita of a Das Yachid. There's an interesting Machlokas here also, between Rashi here and Rashi and Sanhedrin, or Machlokas Rambam Rashba, that's pointed out by Rav Soloveitchik and by the Dvar Avraham. Why in the Brisa does the Tanakama hold Potter? If they're all hitting him. So you might have said, Rashi says here, Lo no da mihiko. Because you don't know who killed him. You don't know which blow was the death blow. And that's why Potter. If you look in the Rambam, it seems to be more of a Xeris Akasif. Only one person is Chayef, and not two. That's the language of the Rambam. If you look at it, and Rav Soloveitchik here discusses it, I'll just read you the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hiko Yud Bnei Adam Basar Machlos Hu Meis Bein Shikob Bezachazeh Bein Shikob Kaachas Kula Peturim Mimisas Bezin Shene Emar Kol Nefesh Adam Achi Yehe Echad Sheharag Kol HaNefesh. Right? Which sounds like it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. According to the Rambam, what if you know who killed out of the ten? Machlokes, that would be a nafkamina. According to the Rambam, you'd still be Pater because all ten had a part in it. The Rashba says no. Right, Rashba, im hiko shnayim b'makal echad v'harguhu oshakavshu yachad b'mayim chayavim. If two people drown somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, they're both chayiv. The Rambam might say no. Right, and the machlokes would be, says Rav Salveshik here, l'Rambam shnei rotzchim potrim zeh. The Rashba says no, shnei maisei ritzicha potrim zeh. But if two are mishtatef and one maisei ritzicha, they'd be chayiv. Interesting, I love this, but not for now. Weiter, let's finish up this section. Chafti b'tashlumei nizko. So now we start a new sugya, which we start now, but Veshem will be continued on tomorrow's daf. What's the sugya? More on tashlumin. Chafti b'tashlumei nizko. Chafti b'nizko lo k'tani lo b'tashlumei nizko. The Mishnah says that I'm chayiv, doesn't just say I'm chayiv to pay for the damage, I'm chayiv to pay tashlumei nizko. What is that extra word tashlumin coming to teach me? So we assume it means lahashlim, to complete. That the bailam are metapo benevela. What does that mean? If my ox kills your ox is now worth something. Who's responsible for that ox? Bailam metapo benevela means the nizak takes the carcass and the mazik only has to pay the difference between the value of the carcass and what the animal was worth earlier. That's called bailam metapo benevela. Minani mili, how do you know that? Three different sources. Amar Ami. Maybe you know it from the Omar HaKra, the Pasuk says, by Adam HaMazik, Maka Nefesh Behema Yishalmena, Al Tikre Yishalmena, Ela Yashlimena. He is mashlin the difference. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha, maybe the source is by Shomrim, Im Tarofi Tarefi Ve'yeo Eid, Had Trefa Lo Yishalem. When we darshan, Ad Trefa Yishalem, up until the amount of the Trefa he pays, Trefa Atzma Lo Yishalem. But the carcass itself he doesn't pay. The Nizak keeps that. Chizki Amar Me'acha. Chizki has a third makar from Shor Hamazik. V'hames yelo la Nizak. He keeps the mace. The Nizak. He keeps the mace. V'chein tanan tevei Chizki v'hames yelo la Nizak. The Nizak keeps the carcass. Ata omer la Nizak o eno ela omer la Mazik. Amart lo kachaya. No, it's for sure not correct that the Mazik should keep it. My lo kachaya, why not? Amar Abaya, Isak Adaitach Nevela the Mazik Havi. If the Mazik has to deal with the Nevela and then pay in full, Lichto Rachmana Shortach Hazashar Velishtok. Vamesi Elo Lamali. What do you have that extra phrase for? Shmamina Lenizak. So three sources for the concept of Bailim, Metaplim, and Nevela, that the Nizak is the one that takes the carcass and the Mazik only pays the difference. Three sources. The Gemara says, what do you need three sources for? Vitzricha. Dikaz Rachmana Makabema Yishalmena. If I only had the case of Adam HaMazik, maybe there, Mishum de lo shchicha, that's very uncommon for a person to damage an animal. Avol trefa de shchicha emalo, but a trefa, which is very common to animals, to kill animals, so maybe we wouldn't say there that the nizak, we would say the mazik has to take care of it. Because that's very common, and we should make sure his animal doesn't do that, shchicha. That's why you need the second case. V'yashmin and treif, and if you only had source number two, v'shem de memela. Maybe there we would say the nizik does it, because you know what? The mazik didn't actually do it with his hands. Avamaka behema to be a daim emalo. But if it's adama mazik, maybe we would fine him. You take care of the nevela. So that's why you have to have the first source. V'yashmin and hani taratin, if you only had the first two sources, only those two, we would say the nizik takes care of it. Hamishem de lo shricha, v'hamishem de memela. Avo v'hames yelo, but in the case of shor, dishricha ubi adayim, emalo. But in the case of shor hamazik, maybe we would say that, you know, it's, the mazik should be responsible. V'yash, I'm sorry, memela before meant it was b'shomrim. It wasn't just an animal, it was the case of shomrim. V'yash b'nev ha'mesi elo, and if you only had case number three, mishim d'mamona kamazik. Maybe only there because it's your ox that's doing damage, so it's a little more mako than the other cases. Aval hacha, but in the first two cases, d'bigufa mazik. What are the cases? Adam ha'mazik, okay, that's gufa mazik. But the Gemara also includes here a shomer. A shomer being irresponsible, the Gemara calls gufa mazik. That's a chiddush. Eimalo Sricha. That's why you need that case. Period. Just one thought of commentary. The Afike Yam here in Aleph Chaf Aleph has a beautiful Chakira understanding by Lamatapla Menevela. Right? Why is that? Why is if the Mazik, the Nisa keeps it, the carcass, and the Mazik pays the difference? Is that because the damage is only viewed as the difference? I only damaged the differential between the carcass. I mean, the carcass, I killed your animal, my animal killed your animal, and your animal, your dead animal was yours and still is yours. It's yours. And now I only have to pay the difference because that's all I damaged. Or do you view it as I damaged everything? I killed your animal. Total. But the chiddush of the Torah is that part of my payment could be the carcass. And therefore, you keep the carcass as part of my payment. And that's the language of tashlumen. Bailam, metabolam, and avela, but it's learned out from tashlumen isko. And the Afike Yam says maybe it's alluded to even in Rashi. Rashi on the seventh wide line, she yitlenu bidamim. He takes it as payment, right? Which sounds like the second approach, that really he damaged everything, and just this is the beginning of the payment. That's a beautiful two ways of looking at it with a nafkamina, whether it's payment or not. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle. Again, tomorrow's daf. You got Tosfos on daf Yud Aleph. You got Yud Aleph is jam-packed. Jam-packed here in Bava Kamma, and then B'ed Hashem, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis will be put up from the last cycle, and B'ed Hashem will pick up after Yom Tov.